let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, coast to coast. Of course, finding us online at thisweekinamerica.us. In her thought-provoking book, 1111, The Awakening Code, author Starlight will explain how she was led forward through a series of mysterious coincidences that began occurring after the death of her son, who died on 1111. It was after her son's death that she began to be an observer of the 1111 phenomena, otherwise known as the 1111 Awakening Code. As she proceeded on her journey, she realized that many others were experiencing that same phenomena. Starlight is a licensed massage therapist and energy worker who uses Reiki and reflexology to help with the healing process. She incorporates crystals in her treatments. She also makes use of the pendulum. She explains how the pendulum is based on the same method used as the diviner or water witcher. Every culture has a natural healer. She has a background in the medical field and an Associate of Applied Science degree. She has meditated for several years, believes that meditation has enhanced her healing abilities. She also believes that meditation has been instrumental in helping her to unravel the Awakening Code. Welcome to the program, Starlight. It's great to have you with us on the show today. So much interesting stuff to talk about. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
This is very enlightening, and let's start with where this all began for you. You began to search for answers to this ongoing series that you had of mysterious coincidences that began with the death of your son on 1111. Talk about that and how this whole experience began for you.
Well, after my son died, myself, along with other family members, started seeing 1111 everywhere on the clock, and it just everywhere, and every time you'd look at the clock, you'd see 1111. So I got to wondering what is going on, and I started researching, and it led me to many books, and I found out a lot of things about it, and that's how that happened.
Well, yeah, and so, it's interesting. It wasn't just you; it was what family members were mentioning the same phenomena. And then you found out as you started doing what research that that other people were having the same experience that you were.
Exactly. Exactly. So my son died on 11/11, and we all started seeing these 11s. And also, not only 11/11, my son crossed over many times in various ways, not in apparitions, but... when he died, at the time he died at my mom's house there, it was like 4 a.m. and their TV went off full blast. And he actually left an imprint on the floor where he died until we changed the carpet after there was a fire years later. And various different ways that he let me know that he was in the light and that he was still with me. And then I began searching for why. How could this happen? And it brought me to a book where I learned that we're all made of atoms and we're all vibrating at a particular frequency. And the spirit world vibrates at a different frequency, although they occupy the same space. We just cannot see them in most cases unless they happen to cross into our vibration by who knows how. But
yes.
So I learned that all these vibrations exist, including the one where you listen to the radio, but you don't. All these radio waves exist in our. They occupy the same space, but we can't hear them, of course, until we tune into that particular frequency. So everything is vibration and frequency, and that's what helped me understand how these things could happen.
With us on the program is Starlight, and the book is the 1111, The Awakening Code. Book you'll find at Amazon. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you will have a direct link to that Amazon book. Information, you can read about the book. You can order the book there as well. when you found out, as you were looking at 1111 and what all this meant, you really, at that point, became aware of the awakening code. Talk about that, and when you realize this is something that happens frequently to people around the world.
Yes, yes, it does. That's how I realized. And I'd like to go mention the fact that if anybody remembers the Celestine prophecies, it states in the first insight that a new spiritual awakening is occurring in human culture. And I think that's what we're experiencing. So,
this great information in the book, 1111, The Awakening Code. You talk about and you explain the symbolic meaning regarding 1111 phenomena within one of the Mayan temples. And we've sort of heard from time to time this story, but didn't know whether it was credible. It is, and you explain that. Please do so for us.
I actually took me to another book, which I read, and it said that within the Mayan temple called the Temple of the Descending God, there is two pillars which resemble 11s, and around one pillar is like death and destruction and starvation and all the negative things that can happen to the world, and around the other 1111 is just the opposite, like paradise, abundance and happiness and all that, pictures of all that, you know.
Yes.
And so one is based on fear and the other is based on love, and they're two opposites, you know. So that's what basically is what we're dealing with, fear that's been we live out of fear because of the media, the things that happen, war, all this not having enough, all the things that people experience on this planet. And if we all just had collective thoughts of love, that's what the New Age religion is about, the idea that our thoughts create our reality. And if and on a collective level, our collective thoughts create our collective reality. And if we only had thoughts stemming from love, we would create that a paradise or a wonderful world to live in.
Yes.
As opposed to the other.
In the book, you share what you believe are clues that are given to you, as well as a particular mathematical clue that's given to everyone. Talk about that. What are some of the clues that have been given to you over the years?
Well, that was a clue, and all the artwork at the Denver International Airport led me to my beliefs. And the particular clue that I'm glad you mentioned, it applies to everybody that I met, because it's a little mathematical formula, which if in 2011, before the New Age began, which I refer to as 2012, when the Mayan calendar ended and the Age of Aquarius began, many people believe, that if you took the age that you were in 2011 and you add the date you were, like I was born in 1950, so you take 50, the last two digits of the year you were born, and add it to the age that you were in 2011, for everybody it ends up to be 111. And that 111 is the missing one. If you had another one, it would create two 11s. But the missing one refers, I think, to the idea of a free will, because based on our choice, we make that 11. We complete the structure of the 11, whether it be fear or love.
Starlight, yes. I'm sorry, go ahead, finish your thought.
I forgot. Go ahead.
I was just, I'm so impressed with what you write about in the book and what you talk about in trying to compress this into an interview and get people interested in getting more information. And I'm sure if you're listening or watching, you want more information. Starlight is the name of the author. The book is 1111, The Awakening Code. It's available at Amazon. You can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And you talk in the book, you share the ending of the Maya calendar marked the end of one age and the beginning of the age of Aquarius, as we're thinking back to Woodstock and that age that was so important to so many of us. Talk about the age of Aquarius.
Well, I think the age of Aquarius is, like the song indicates, harmony
yes.
and understanding, sympathy and trust abounding. And five things happened when the Mayan calendar ended. There was a galactic alignment, and the winter solstice actually began at exactly 11:11 Greenwich Mean Time. So those are all just little synchronicities, I guess you'd call them.
There are so many of those that you point out in the book, and it's interesting you talked about Einstein and Gandhi, and they both said if 2% of the population meditated on peace at the same time, we would change our reality. And I mentioned how important you feel meditation is. Talk about that, because it really can be life-changing, can't it?
Yes, and I think because of the frequency at which you vibrate, for example, when you do the you are actually imitating the frequency of the 432 hertz, which we actually do not tune our instruments to in the Western world. It's 440 hertz, and I think that's part of the conspiracy or by design, because I believe in aliens and I believe in their influence on our culture and our world, in fact.
You mentioned the age of Aquarius, and you did a line from the song, and it's difficult to do that without singing, so I'm glad you did that, because I would burst into song here going back and doing that. Believe me, nobody wants that to happen. But talk about the role of music. You really feel it's the universal language.
Yes, because Einstein said that the language God wrote the universe in is math. And when you talk about music, music is actually based on mathematical scales as well. And there's something called the golden ratio, which is the mathematical value that is found throughout the universe, and it points towards the idea that there are common factors that are shared throughout the universe. For example, the shape of our DNA, the shape of galaxies, the shape of a seashell, the spiral shape of a sunflower, flowers, you know, there's just so
yes.
many examples. And so it points towards and all this is based on the Fibonacci sequence. It's a mathematical sequence, and
All of this in the book, there's so much there. 1111, The Awakening Code by Starlight. An interesting name. Talk about how you came up with the name Starlight.
Oh, because in the book I use many, I refer many times back to the peace and love generation, as I refer to myself as a leftover hippie, because... because so many of the songs of the 60s and 70s were so spiritual, and people have,
yes.
they got a bad rap, the hippies, because there was, I could, and in the book I refer back to many songs, like, for example, The Age of Aquarius and Shoe the Children with No Shoes on Their Feet. And I even go to John Lennon's song Imagine and No Religion Too, because religion's been so harmful to the world, at least the conventional religions, that they seem to war all the time.
With us, Starlight, on the program, explaining the name Starlight. The book is 1111, The Awakening Code. What do you hope the reader will take away from the book? I mean, you've got years of knowledge that went into the book. When we finish it, what do you hope it does to us, the impact it will have on our lives?
I hope that it would make people realize that we are more than just what we've been programmed to believe. The temple of God is within all of us. That's what namaste means, namaste. It means the God in me sees the God in you. I recognize you. I see you. And they bow. And you know, the hippies are known for saying this, and a lot of enlightened people, because we are more than what religion would have us believe, that there's some guy out there that's watching over everything that they call God. But we are all, together we make the whole thing. We are all a piece of God, and together we make the whole darn thing. That's what I believe in, that we, what I want people to take away is if our power is in our numbers, because as Tesla said, we are to the universe as a wave is to the ocean. We all are part of the whole thing. And if we, like Gandhi and Einstein said, if we all focus on love, and music will be instrumental, and a lot of the pictures, for example, in my book of DIA, there's a picture of a guitar in the center of all these people with a full rainbow, which means that, and it's peace, peace, peace everywhere. Everybody's got a peace sign, a peace in various languages. We have to, 2% is a lot of people, though, you know, more than, and music was instrumental in the 60s in getting and ending the war, because if you remember that song, Eve of Destruction.
Yes.
The draft ended after that. You don't believe in war, but what's that gun you're toting, you know? There's just so many of those hippie songs that we should bring back. You know, they're all point towards, you know, that the hippies were not that. They were spiritual, and we, not all, you know what I mean.
Yes, exactly. As part of that era, yes, I think that sometimes gets sold short for the significant social impact that the young people during that era had. 1111, The Awakening Code by Starlight. A couple minutes left in the program. How long did it take you to put the book together? And you talk, and it's very important, if you read this with an open mind, it really will help you connect the dots that you talk about. How long did it take you to realize that you could connect the dots and then write this book for the people?
A few years.
Yes.
Because, you know, just reading various books and taking away various things. And I think people would really enjoy, or like the all the artwork at DIA points. I've broken the code of what the significance of keeping feminine energy down, and how that's impacted the world to promote war, and all the pictures have a significant meaning, and keeping native spirituality down, and that's the first thing that happened when they came to the New World, has got rid of their medicine bag, because I think actually psychedelic drugs helped promote enlightenment. And as a matter of fact, a lot of New Age hippies are going to Peru to do the ayahuasca and DMT and things to promote enlightenment. And I think we have to reach a critical mass of people. That 2% would be the critical mass to change the world, and we need changing. We've got war always, and poverty and homelessness, and I don't care who's in office, nothing changes. It all stays the same. War continues, poverty
yes.
continues, and the top 1% continue to rule the world.
Well, that's
and
why
I think there's an alien connection to there. Them.
Well, and again, you connect the dots so well in the book 1111, The Awakening Code. The author is Starlight. The book is available at Amazon. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly to Amazon's information on the book. Read about it. Order it there as well. It's been a pleasure to have you with us on the program. Time goes by way too quickly. So much more we could talk about, and hopefully we'll have a chance to do that again. Thank you for sharing your thoughts with us on the program today, what you went through, and how you came about to write the book, 1111, The Awakening Code. Thank you for being with us on the show today.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
It has been our pleasure. Starlight, our guest, the book, 1111, The Awakening Code. You'll find it at Amazon. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly to the Amazon site. This is This Week in America, and we're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.